And welcome to Season 10, Episode 4 of Swimming with a Fish. Or as I like to call it, welcome to Snowmageddon. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 26th of January, and many of us are buried up to our earlobes in snow. From the north to the south, in fact, all three of us in the show, although we are not co-located, are all being affected by the snow.
And two of us are technically unemployed.
Well, I wouldn't say unemployed, Goon. I mean,
can you go to work tomorrow?
We've been asked not to go to the building. I still have a job.
Is
if they,
the contract?
If they tell you don't go to the building ever again. That's different.
It's coming.
Oh, please don't threaten me with a good time, okay?
Eastbound and down.
Man, I can put some money in a truck right any day. Yes, yes. Yes, so Goon and I have been notified that much like the, what is that stuff? Mountain Dew? Yeah, there's a code red. And we are going to be parking our keisters at home. So exciting.
Which is good for me because I can't get any further than the end of the driveway at Stately Goon Manor.
I am really disappointed in the socialist utopia that is Montgomery County, Maryland, in the fact that they cannot plow the cul-de-sacs of the rich and famous.
You would think.
You would think.
You would think. You know, but we have all, 11 inches we got, something like that?
Yeah, and then an extra inch on top of ice because we wanted to make bricks.
Well, there was the sleet and sugar snow, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's all still out in the road.
Yeah, it turned into rock candy, didn't it? Hey, I don't know, you and I at least, you know, we can expect this kind of weather. I have multiple shovels, as my wife laments every time she goes into the garage and one of them falls. I need a better pegboard. I'm working on it. It's been that kind of day, folks. I heard in so many places. But, Chief, you and Mr. Browning, this was kind of unexpected.
Yeah, you moved away to get out of this.
Yeah, what happened, man? And welcome to the show.
Far enough.
Yeah.
So that is what happened. It's funny when one of the people at church said, you know, we miss you because I don't have a vehicle. And I stated, I didn't move far enough. And she said, so you're leaving? And I said, no, I'm not pleased with what is going on.
I'm just disappointed.
I promised a certain range of temperatures. This has exceeded that range.
Well, the interesting thing is that when Mr. Browning moved and I helped him drive his moving truck,
mm-hmm.
We drove almost the whole length of this storm, and it took us 2 days to make that trip.
Mm.
I mean, it was a big storm. Big.
Yeah. So this one's like over 200 million people out of the 360 are affected by this sucker.
I read that a couple hours ago there were still 750,000 without power.
Yes, I'm saying little prayers all day, thanking the good Lord that we're all illuminated and internet connected, so that we can do this show and hopefully provide you with some entertainment for the evening.
You might want to keep those prayers going because they say that as the temperature drops again starting tomorrow,
right,
Maryland could be in danger.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've gone green.
Right, which means we have no, you know, real infrastructure for power.
Yeah, Governor, no West, no more. he's shutting down all the oil, and I don't know if we had any coal, but all the non-green energy. And so there's nothing to pick up the slack when it gets cold.
Right.
Which, doesn't that tick you?
More nukes, man.
Doesn't it tick you guys off? I mean, the power company, their job is to supply electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have a heat wave in the summer, they're like, oh, we can't supply enough electricity. Turn your air conditioning up.
Right.
In the winter, oh, we can't supply enough electricity for your heat. Turn your heat down. What good are you? If McDonald's did that and at dinner time they were like, yeah, we don't have enough burgers. You'll just have to, you know, eat a half of one.
Well, you know the difference. If McDonald's does that, you go to Burger King. If BG&E comes in and says, yeah, you're not getting your power, where do you go?
I go to my backyard.
Yeah.
I go to my backyard and I start up goon power and electric. And there is a puff of smoke, maybe more of a cloud of smoke, and a roar of internal combustion, and my powers are restored.
There you go.
Thank you to Mr. Browning, by the way, for selling me said generator.
Yeah, see? It's called being ready. The only thing is when the fuel for that generator is outlawed because it's not green, then what do you do?
Well, I also have battery backup solar generators, but right now I recharge them either by solar panel, which, you know, isn't going to work too well in a snowstorm, right?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah?
Yes.
I mean, I know right now my roof panels aren't generating anything, but that's because there's 10 inches of snow on top of them.
It's a little obstructed, we'll just say that.
Yeah, it's occluded.
The new ones, you can get the frames that heat up, and they will take care of this for you. Because ice is fine.
I want little windshield wipers.
No, you don't.
I have those on one of the goon mobiles, but they don't work anymore, so I don't know.
That's how you scratch things. Those scratch things become a problem, and that problem means that you just wasted your investment. Is that what you want? Waste the investment?
No, he's not the government. He'd like to actually get something for his investment.
That'd be so cool. All kidding aside, that'd be kind of cool. I think everybody should get what they're, you know, can't always get what you want, but you should get what you need. And right now we need energy.
Yeah. Did you have to do any shoveling, Chief?
No. It turns out that all the time that I was doing the stuff that I was doing, I made a gap in the ice, but this is day two, and wife still hasn't come home. So,
she at work?
Yesterday. Yeah, she never came back.
Oh, wow.
She's been there the whole time because people can't get there, so they just kept begging her to stay. And then...
Is she like on triple overtime at this point?
Yeah, she's been there since 5 a.m. Sunday.
Holy Jack Robinson. That's a long time, sir.
Ka-ching.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But that's right. They kept begging her.
No OnlyFans foot pictures for you this month.
There have never been.
I foot pictures. I'm uncomfortable. May I have a safe space?
What kind of degenerate are you, sir?
I'm just saying there are people out there who are willing to you know, pay money to see the Chief's feet. I'm just saying. There's always a market.
Since we have the same algorithm, I'm guessing you saw the
Valencia dress. Yes. All the bills are paid?
That's what I was thinking of. I don't even need to know because somehow we see the exact same thing.
Yeah, I don't know how it happened. Maybe because I share way too many videos from my feed that I've absolutely polluted the Chief's feed. But now we see the same videos. So it's like, I knew the moment I mentioned that you would go, he saw that, didn't he? Yes, I did. Funny, you know, because, you know, it makes money. People will pay for anything, apparently.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I feel a little ooky.
There was a video I just saw today, a dating video, where all these guys are standing there. They all have a red balloon. And the woman goes, "Hi, my name is such and such, and I have an OnlyFans." She didn't even finish saying account. And they all pop, 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 pop. Yep, we are out.
The short one who kind of jumped in place.
Yeah.
because I, again,
he saw that
algorithm.
Yeah.
Yep, that's definitely not what I'm looking for.
No, no, thank you.
I blame Crutch for all of this.
Is it? Well, sure. Why not? Everybody does.
No, you are uniquely responsible for my being corrupted.
I am the corrupter. Great. That's really not a title I wanted, but okay.
Everybody's got to go with their strengths.
So I had asked about, so you didn't have to shovel. Yeah. Crutch and I.
We shoveled.
A lot. I will say the first time I shoveled yesterday morning, I was able to use the electric snow shovel.
Yesterday was nice. I live in a HOA controlled neighborhood because, you know, I didn't have a choice. My wife liked the house, and then that was that. You can't run anything mechanized before 7 a.m. So I'm up at 5:30 because, you know me, I'm up. And I'm looking out the window going, I don't want to wait till 7:30 before I can turn anything on because it will be more difficult. So I went out there with my little push shovel, and I did my entire back pad and my neighbor's back pad and our driveways and our sidewalks and our stairs with a hand shovel, push shovel. So I'm not lifting, you know, trying to be good with my ancient back. And
see how good you were.
Right. Well, by 8:30, there was plenty of snow out there again. So I pulled out old Sparky and we, you know, did the whole things. My neighbor was awake at that point. He pulled out his electric blower, and between the two of us, we finished the whole thing in, like, I don't know, 25 minutes. I'm like, I love this. And then the ice rolls in. And the ice was horrible.
I had, in the morning, it was okay. I got what I needed to get done. Hurricane helped me by brushing off the cars, and then I, you know, moved all the nice, fluffy snow out of the way. Then later in the day, when I went back, it was all the consistency of sugar.
Right.
So this morning, it was not the consistency of sugar.
No, this morning was the consistency of you sure are on the chain gang. You will be making little rocks out of big rocks.
I was singing that chain gang song. Yeah, the whole, my shoulders hurt. Like you said, I feel this vibration in my hands even when I'm not doing anything.
It's so true. My wife was like, you know, can you empty the trash in the kitchen? I'm like, I'll try, because I couldn't make a fist to grab the bag. My hands were like, you've done enough today. Stop. I had to grab it with both hands. I felt It's funny though. My brother-in-law and his wife. And their son, who is 13, the three of them got halfway through a driveway that is, I don't know, maybe 15 feet long, and stopped because their arms hurt. And I went, okay, my driveway is 70 feet long. My neighbor, he did about 15 feet up at the top. Because that poor guy, he says, I'll go at the far end and I'll work towards you. I'm like, great. He says, let me clear out the stuff that's at the end of the driveway. Now, mind you, the plow hadn't been through yet. He gets it started, and he gets like almost an opening. And then the plow shows up and just closed him right up. And he starts digging through it. And I'm like, we live on a loop. You know what's going to happen, right? Plow came back around three times. I'm like, Colin, stop. You're making me feel bad.
He's mocking me on purpose, isn't he, Chief?
I think so.
Oh, that you didn't get your plow at all.
Still.
Well, okay, so, you know, what's going on in the communist utopia?
Listen, everything's just fine here, comrade. The state is not concerning with whether your road is plowed or not.
Right, yes. As far as the Politburo is working, the state is doing fine job.
Yes, plowing is good in the Red Square, not so good at your domicile.
I live near a golf course that has a rather rich community, And the county I live in provides you with a map that shows you what areas have been plowed and what areas haven't. By golly gosh, that golf course and the community inside with it is like a little dot of green in a sea of red. I wonder why.
Huh. Must have to do with the political donations.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Could be it. I'm still not giving them money, though.
You think money actually makes the world go round, don't you? Oh, wait. Yes, it does. That's right.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so five times out there, three times yesterday and twice today. And I am done. Done. My mother-in-law depends on relatives to come over and shovel. And that includes the sidewalk, because apparently in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, they just passed a new law that says if you don't shovel your sidewalk within 48 hours of a storm, they will fine you $50. And I'm like,
yep.
I will pay that for her. Screw them.
PR Moco does that too.
Yeah.
However, guys, I have that beaten. You know why?
Why?
You've been to my house. Yeah. Are there sidewalks?
Oh, you don't have sidewalks.
No.
But I'm wondering who do they think they're you know? Let's be honest. The people they're hurting are the old folks who can't shovel. I mean, sure, you're going to get a bunch of young people who are lazy, but I mean, old folks can't shuffle. So you're gonna charge them $50.
All right, I wasn't going to tell this story, but the people who make these laws just don't think.
Well, they don't.
For example, were either of you swatted this weekend?
No, I was not, because I don't own a dog.
I wasn't going to tell this story, but I was swatted.
I think you should tell the story, because it's redunculous. Your neighbors are redunculous.
Well, not the neighbors directly here. It's the neighbors behind me. I'm pretty sure I've identified the person. And I'm not going to say that there was retribution, but we're going to have a talk.
Yeah.
We're going to make him an offer they can't refuse. Well, wait, I'm the Polish mafia. I'm going to make them an offer they can't understand. We get a phone call. Hurricane turns pasty white. It's an officer from animal control. Got a complaint that your dogs have been out for over 2 hours barking continuously. Okay, so let's talk about yesterday, shall we?
Absolutely.
Or that was... No, what day is today? Is today Monday?
They do.
This was Saturday.
He's talking about us.
This was Saturday. So I woke up and the storm hadn't arrived yet. It was just really cold.
Right.
And throughout the morning, gee, I don't think it got above 15 degrees. I mean, it was plenty cold. Mm-hmm. So what we do when it's really cold like that is when we let the dogs out to go do their business.
Who let the dogs out?
I usually do.
Oh, okay.
We set a 5-minute timer.
Mm-hmm.
Timer goes off, you call the dogs back in. So if they were barking for 5 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you want to be charitable and say, well, there's three dogs, so that's 15 minutes of barking.
That's 15 bark minutes. Let's get the units correct.
Right, that's 15 bark minutes. Although I don't think you can count Peaches, because she doesn't really bark. She barks in the house, and that's it.
Right.
Outside, she couldn't be bothered.
Nothing's interesting enough.
So I would let them out, and poor Stitch injured his paw pad.
Aww.
So I wanted to make sure it felt good for him to be walking on the cold ground. He cut himself.
Ow. Ow, ow, ow.
I don't know on what. Something frozen, I suspect.
Mm-hmm.
But we, you know, cleaned it up and everything. And so maybe they went out once or twice in the morning. And I went to the grocery store to get some final supplies before the trip about noon. Got home at 12:30, so I don't know if they were let out then.
Mm-hmm.
But even if they were, that's only 30 minutes.
Right.
So there's no time for 2 hours. They were not out when I got home. I came in, I changed for my Taekwondo class, and I went to class. That was from 1 till about 2:15. I got home about 2:20, 2:25. I don't know what happened during that time. But I'm pretty sure that Hurricane didn't leave them out all that time because it's cold.
Yeah, that's not her style at all.
And then I had promised that one of our new friends from church was moving into church-provided housing. And I said, I'll help you unload the truck when you get here. I have class, but I'll come after class. So they were going to continue to work, and I drove over there. Lucky for me, I guess, they had gotten done early packing the vehicles. So they were almost done. I helped a little, but I was there mostly for moral support and a cup of coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
But we got her situated, and I went back. As far as I know, they weren't out then, and I'd let them out one more time, another 15 bark minutes.
Bark minutes.
And then we got the call from, I don't remember the officer's name, but let me say that the officer was really decent. And he's like, look, all I have to do is come over the house and just see if I can hear any dogs. He goes, I got to do something to answer the complaint. I go, do you want to come in? No, that's not necessary. I go, well, if you change your mind, that's fine. He goes, is your backyard fenced? I go, it is, and the gates are locked. Do you need to come in? I can leave them open for you. No, that's not necessary. I said, well, all right, I'll turn lights on all around the house so you don't have to go stumbling around in the dark, because that'll suck. It's 16 degrees.
Yeah.
And when he came, my next-door neighbor was outside, so he did knock on the door. He goes, it's got to look like I'm doing something. And he was really nice. He was like, I don't believe you're doing anything. And then Wendy came and charmed him, came running down and was a little afraid of him, but didn't bark, and warmed up to him by the end of the encounter. And I'm like, you know, if you get any more complaints, feel free to come over.
Right.
I don't. But these are self-important people that don't have dogs. The one neighbor behind me who it could be has a dog, so pretty sure it wasn't him. Besides, I happen to have found out, due to my charisma, that it was a female who called.
Mm-hmm.
So there aren't any females in that house, so it couldn't have been him.
And her name is Karen.
No, but I have a pretty good idea what it is. So, you know, I called the ICE protest line and said that I thought there might be ICE people at her home. I did not do that. I'm joking. That would be funny, but wrong.
Oh, no, it would just be funny. There's absolutely not a diggity dang thing wrong with that. So there you go.
Can you imagine?
Say on this channel.
Can you imagine they're all walking back and forth protesting, yelling, what do we want?
Somebody sent them to a biker bar. Said that the ICE agents are in there drinking beer.
I'll bet you that didn't go well. But that's how these laws get passed.
Yeah.
Self-important people that think they understand what's going on.
Well, it's like, you know, it's unintended consequences and good intentions. And, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Well,
sure dogs are okay. Well, no, you've given people a way to inflict emotional and potentially financial damage because, you know, they don't like you. Or just, you know, you just call and say, it's an anonymous tip, but I think that they're beating their little poodle. Of course the guy's got to show up, you know.
It did inflict emotional duress on Hurricane. It did not on me. It just made me determined.
Oh, bring up the righteous anger.
This is what you want to do. Sure. You wish to start a neighborhood war. I understand.
Challenge accepted.
Exactly. That's fine. We'll make sure. These are the same people who, when we were lighting off, not myself, but when the neighbors were lighting off fireworks, they came over and without even asking me, set up their lawn chairs in my front lawn.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I said, hey, what are you doing here in my front lawn?
Yeah.
You know, and I waited to hear that there's, you know, people like that, they're TikTok lawyers. I've heard that term. Mm. Well, oh, well, there's an easement. Yeah, that's for the utility company. You're not the utility company. Get out.
They were claiming that they were sitting on the easement.
No, they weren't claiming that, but I bet they would have.
Oh, okay.
You know, I gave them, they got a lot
there's
of side eye.
And then there's your neighbors.
they got a lot of side eye from it. And they had little kids, so I wasn't going to cause a fuss in front of their small children who can be easily frightened of the big man.
Who, you?
Yeah.
The lovable Polish teddy bear?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know. Still, I don't want to traumatize the children. Even if their parents are confused.
That's a really,
nice way of
really
stupid.
It's a really nice way of saying stupid, yeah.
It is. And speaking of stupid, let's talk about roosters now.
Yes. How is the Hey Hey Patrol?
They're alive.
Really?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
I'll send you the $20 in an envelope in the mail, Crutch.
God protects. I know. Right? God protects small animals. Yeah.
So they were wet. I was like, you guys have been out in the rain. You refused to go in. The hens had none of this problem. They were all dry, fluffy, and happy. The roosters keep staring at me. They sit on top of their coop, not going inside. I was like, it's 2 days of no liquids, and they should die. And I was like, what are you guys drinking? Because
they're just turning their heads up and grabbing rainwater?
No, they're eating snow.
No, that's sheep.
Oh, they're eating snow. Okay, got it.
Well, because I put water. They didn't like it. I bought a special 3-gallon water thing for the hens.
Hmm.
And
like a heated one?
It is not heated. It's just huge. And I'm going to... I checked the special creatures that my hens are. They pooped in it. So...
Ew.
But, you know, it was on top of the ice so I could get it out. And I saw that there was water, so they technically could drink. But I also didn't have to worry about them because there was enough stuff melting into a pool. So they had plenty. The roosters were fighting over a noodle. And every now and then, the alpha will just be like, you know, your butt's mine, and he'll chase the beta, and they'll just go running around, and it's always hilarious because he's just, you know, they're just bucking up a storm, but he still won't go inside. Neither one will go inside. I checked because I will not go out once it goes into anything under 22 degrees. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not cut out for that anymore. Plus, I don't have any, like, yes, I have my jackets. Apparently, mm-hmm. I only have 2 right-handed gloves, so I don't know where the left hand is. So.
I understand, you know, you don't want to be associated with the left, but you need one of each glove, just saying.
Apparently, I don't, because I walk out there with 2 right-handed gloves, and, you know, it looks strange, but I can deal with strange, because my fingers need to be warm. And, again, they're alive. It surprises me every time I go out there.
Just, that's amazing. I mean.
Well, God bless him, because he's definitely doing his part to keep them alive.
Because they're not helping.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I mean the dogs during the whole snowstorm, that when I let them out to go do God's work, they went and peed and pooped right on the deck and came right back in. So that 5-minute timer never went off. I forgot to mention that part.
You didn't expect us to go all the way into that snowy stuff, did you?
They were like, oh, that's not good. Some dogs, you know, they go out and they run around in the snow and they're happy. My dogs are like telling me they want to come in immediately. Okay, I'm done. Let's go.
Well, I wonder what Mr. Browning's file do. Because I saw videos of ducks being opened up. They run out, look at the snow, and then they just run back in.
Yeah.
There was a meme today that I saw. It was a dog looking out the window going, "Yep, I'm pooping on the carpet today." Like, yeah, that's kind of the mindset, you know.
I can't blame them. Really can't blame them. Did I tell you that the door to my kitchen wouldn't close?
Oh.
Because ice built up. A hurricane tells me last night about, it was right after we got the code red for today. She's like, "Hey, the door's not closing properly. I can feel cold air coming in." Yep, you sure could. It was just like a needle coming right through the bottom of the door. Ooh. When I opened it up, there was a good inch of ice on the door jamb. So wow. Who's out there with a little hammer and a screwdriver like he's cutting diamonds? Tink, 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 tink.
Gotta love those fine motor skills. I have no fine motor skills right now, so I would have put a hole in your door right now.
I'm not sure I can manage
to blow my nose.
I was like Jeff Dunham's character Walter the whole time. Yeah, I don't care. Tink, 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 tink. But it closes now. And the dog had left a water dish near enough that it's not coming out till March.
Ooh.
it's frozen to the deck. Hurricane was yanking on it. You know what I learned today, gentlemen?
What'd you learn?
The wrong question is, how's that working for you?
Wow. Yeah. I can imagine. What was it like when you woke up?
When you came to,
I should say.
I guess I was tired because I took a little nap.
Good. I took a lot of naps today. I'm going to tell you right now.
I did the same thing. I would sit down to watch TV with Hurricane, and I don't know if she. God bless her, she didn't get upset with me, because every time she puts something on, within 5 minutes, I'm out.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's... So, maybe that's what retirement's like. If it is, I want to start.
You know, more people will be retiring next month.
And the month after, and the month after. Yeah.
Yes, but they're not people. We only know one of those people. Do you know others?
Do we know somebody retiring next month?
We do.
Who?
Mr. Browning.
Oh, right, yes! Right, that's right. That is next month.
Yes, wow. I had forgot. I'm sorry, I had forgotten.
I keep forgetting how fast 26 is going by, because we're almost done it already.
No, we're not.
I mean, January, you know.
Yeah. January, yeah.
I'm getting my New Year's Eve plans.
Oh, wait, you got to get past the next storm.
Well, that would be Saturday.
That's what I hear. I watched Ryan Hall, y'all, and I was like, no, I'm not listening to this guy anymore.
Are you immune to that storm, Chief?
I think so. Let me.
I think he might be.
Dips down your way.
No, I think it's going to come up the East Coast.
Ah, okay.
You may still get the cold weather. I don't know.
That's right. We get to pull the Stephen the Irishman line.
I'm looking at my 10-day forecast.
Yep.
It will be 42 degrees on Saturday. Sunday. Oh, it will be 31 on Saturday.
Ooh.
It'll be 55 on Monday.
So you should be okay.
Yes. Yeah, so,
we're getting snow.
Yeah, so we will get rain on Tuesday and Wednesday because it'll be 53 degrees and 40% humidity.
Hmm.
So that's all. Yeah, so...
But no precept, so that's cool.
Yeah, we're... it looks like after tomorrow, this cold stupidity will end. And
not for us.
Nope, not a chance.
Well, next couple of days, temperature, high temperatures are 24, 20, 22, and 20. Low temperatures are 7, 4, 2, and 6.
Brr. Let's just say brr and move on.
Yeah, it will not drop below 50 for the month of February.
Wow.
Or 50 below March. So, you know, I think this is good news.
According to this, we don't see above freezing till February 3rd.
Well, that's a problem for you.
January is lost to us.
Yeah, I mean, you could leave.
Leave January? You know, that's not a good option.
Why not? See, this is
because if I leave January, it means I'm dying.
Dimension hopping.
Dimension hopping.
Yes.
Really? Can we do that?
Yeah. You go into the dimension.
It's worth a try.
Where Crutch is a multimillionaire living.
where he won the lottery the first time he played. That guy, I want to punch him in the throat.
You can.
You look just.
Dr. Strange, look it through all the realities, find the one where you are.
Okay, so I've already got an ugly forehead. The last thing I want to do is put an eyeball there.
Then don't open up the that cursed book and you won't have that problem.
Isn't that how he sees everything?
No. The Eye of Agamemnon is an amulet. It was the cursed book, which I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, the one that Scarlet Witch wanted.
Yes.
We've gone nerd side. Sorry, guys.
I liked her because she had red hair. Just saying.
Yeah. She's psycho. You know that, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Have you seen the new Dracula movie?
No.
So it's a remake.
I saw the He-Man trailer, but I didn't see the Dracula trailer.
We're not talking about that. Okay. That
wow.
Just from that, it was disappointing. But it is it's a remake of Bram Stoker's one.
Okay. So like the whole boat and everything.
Well, it's following Abraham Helsing, who's a priest in this one, but there's a that one of his brides is Maria. She has red hair, and so I have not seen the movie. I've seen the clips, and it's just clips of her flicking her tongue, begging for blood. Right. So, I saw, and it's Christoph Waltz who's playing Van Helsing, but I go into the comments and all I see is I can say for it's worth the risk. You know, all these, you know, like, holy.
Wow. So we got Prince gets cursed with immortality after his wife dies in battle. That's right, because Dracula was the Prince of Wallachia.
Easy for you to say.
Not really, no. But I have a lot of practice.
When do you practice saying that?
On this show.
This. You said it once.
A total lot of practice. Once.
There you go.
Okay.
It's more practice than I've had saying himity bibbity, you know.
That's true.
Now you're equal.
Oh, good point. You know, I'm glad you're up on these things.
So there's a picture of a character that I like on Svengoolie.
Yeah.
And I got a picture of what I wondered what the real actress looks like.
Ah, okay. So, love the gloves. I'll include the picture, folks.
her character is really...
Jinx Ronsoon. There's a name right there.
And that's
what she really looks like?
Yeah.
Okay, well, She's a lovely lady.
Yes, but yes, she is.
I gotta tell you, with that hairdo is like straight out of the 40s.
The Gwen Gooley one, yeah.
No, no, the what's her name?
The real one.
The real one, yeah, yeah.
The one from looks, I got.
She looks like she's like, you know, from a Sarah Palmer picture, right? She looks like she's yes. a 40s movie, right?
Well, and you know, she kind of has that vibe with her character. She does a lot of, you know, on the Sven Gulli show, they'll do makeup parody songs and stuff like that.
Sure.
And most of hers are done in a 40s kind of torch singer style. Got a good voice, too. And I don't know if she's actually playing the piano or not while she's singing, but it looks like she is.
Well, some people have those kind of talents, you know, just saying.
You know, and it certainly sounds like her voice. I think she's, I've been following her, not because of the red hair, which is what Crotch thinks right now.
She doesn't naturally have red hair.
You think,
No, I have a, all right, let me.
You have another picture of her where she doesn't have red hair?
I have a picture of.
Do you have a picture of Sarah Palmer? I'm sorry, wrong Sarah. Yeah.
nice impression, though.
Is that the same person?
There. That is the same person.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what the person see, and this is what I told my kids. I said, look for candid, right out of the
like they've been somewhere, yeah.
Because when a person is dolled up, you're just being catfished in real time. Which so here's a funny story.
Mm-hmm.
A person went to one of the housing authorities that I used to work for, and they spoke to a person that I know very well, and they were like, "Man, I hadn't seen her in a while, and she had short hair, and I never, like, I never imagined she would have that." I said, "Sir, she has always had short hair, and she has always worn wigs. This is a black lady." And he just started laughing. His wife started laughing in the background, saying, "You didn't know." And he said, "I am retarded when it comes to hair. I don't even notice when my wife has cut her hair or changed the color of her hair. So, yeah. No, I do not get it."
There are people like that. It's okay.
I was lucky that I noticed that the wife had color and got her hair cut after a long break, you know, because she'd been trying not to spend money. And I'm like, will you please go? You know you want to get it done. Just go. It's in the budget. And I noticed when she did it. So I'm still alive to be with you.
So I know that it happened, but I didn't care. And I didn't care until my sister said, go. And she did it in Russian, not even English. Go tell that woman she looks pretty. That is what I heard.
Go tell that woman she looks pretty. Okay.
Yep. See, because subtlety is not something that they suffer. They just are up in your face like, do this right now or else, you know.
Okay. It's refreshing. I like that. Subtlety doesn't work really well with me.
Well, you know, let's not complain about women who tell you exactly what they want. It's kind of rare. Well, it's rare in the Western world, I guess.
Yeah, this isn't my wife who did. This is my in-law. Right. And then I asked my wife, I said, "How come she can do this and you are not as forthcoming?" And she said, "I am American now." So, because and that seems to be the answer for how are you cold? You know, you came from the Arctic. I'm American now. How is it that your driving has gotten worse? I'm American now. You know,
okay, fair enough.
So these are the answers, and yet when I ask her something about Russian or exercising, you know, then all of a sudden I was born in Ukraine. So
convenient. Wow.
Yes.
Who knew?
But I can't bring this up all the time. So
no.
When I can, I say something.
We should all try to do better. We have women who tolerate us, and that's probably a good thing.
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, from what I hear, there's portions of the government that will not be going to work tomorrow either. If you are in the middle of Snowmageddon like us, take it easy. Rest a lot. Drink plenty of fluids. Try to stay warm. And listen to our show multiple times. And we'll make another one next week just like it, only better and different. But before we do that, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Crutch and Goon's Icebreaking Service. Experts at painstakingly, emphasis on pain, removing tons of ice from your sidewalks and driveways. By hand or by means of cunningly designed machines, these geezers don't rest until your driveway is clear to the pavement or they croak. Payment in advance, just in case. And the Chief's Reduced Capability Rooster Training. Does your flock of roosters all seem just as non-smart as Hey-Hey from Moana? Don't know enough to come in from the cold? The Chief's scientific process will help you train and fix the problem one way or another. Sign up now and also get the Chief's family recipe for fried chicken. He won't believe how good it is. And Pepco, BG&E, and whatever corporate life form runs the power company for the Chief. Whenever there is a need for electric power, these companies begin whining right away. Summer heat wave? Turn your air conditioners warmer. Winter cold snap? Turn your heat down. What good are they if they can't supply the power when you really need it? That was a rhetorical question. Swimming with the Fish is produced by the Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2026, all rights reserved.